Jesus' name. Everlasting Father, we thank you because we are no longer a slave to sin. You gave yourself, you sacrificed it all so that we can call upon you, so that we can cry, Abba Father. And that privilege, the grace, and the assurance that we know that when we call upon you, you will hear us. When we cry unto you, you will wipe our tears. We thank you. Father, Lord in heaven, as we want to learn at your feet today, every self spirit, let it die here. And let your spirit take absolute control. And at the end of today, Lord, every of our cry for help to you, let the heavens open and answer us. Let the heavens open and give us our testimony. Let the heavens open and deliver our packages. We don't want to go back home empty-handed. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Today, I'm going to talk on help from above. Praise the Lord. So, can we open our Bible to the book of Psalm 121? Help from above. Psalm 121 from verse 1. Praise the Lord. Before we read the Bible passage, just to calm myself down also. When I moved from Dubai to Bahrain, they're all Middle East, I had one child, she was 1 year old, and I needed company. So I ran into a neighbor of mine in the elevator, and finding, to be honest, if you've lived in the Middle East, finding Christians, it's not that easy, or discussing religion other than Islam is difficult. And she said, "Are you a Christian?" I said, "Yes." "Oh, I'm a Christian too, and I live right above you. Can you come over? We have prayers tomorrow, just some women." I was excited. I told my husband, I said, I need to go. You have a prayerful neighbor. When we got there, we were like 10, 15, and we sat in a circle, and they started distributing tissue boxes to every one of us. I was wondering, you know, maybe it's a takeaway package or something. And then they said, "We are going to pray." And they all started weeping, like crying. You know? Initially, I was, my 1 year old, she used to cry a lot. Even with that, because I went with her, she was like scared. We cried, and they were pulling out tissue, wiping their faces. Ooh. I said, "God help me." I couldn't stand up. I had to join them. I cried too. For nothing. We cried for like 1 hour. And that day, I know I'm a medical personnel, I took 4 paracetamol. My head was, you know, when you force yourself to cry, you will have headache. I got home and I told my husband, he couldn't stop laughing. He said, "You could have, you know, just excuse yourself." I said, "I couldn't." Next time she invited me, I said, I said, I'm going to have to pass. Praise the Lord. Who do we cry to? Praise the Lord. Help from above. Let's read the Bible passage. "I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From hence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by the day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Can we say amen? The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, and even furthermore. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Thank you for that extra. Praise the Lord. We can all admit that the world is full of challenges. We all have problems. Our sister that gave the special number, she said, we all have our challenges. It comes in different forms, different shades, different colors. We all face battles. I'm going to tell you that the world is a battleground. And the battle is harder when you are a child of God. I watched the movie, and that woman, the man said, look at you now. You used to talk about Jesus and everything. And now you have dementia. You don't remember anything. And look at me. I don't know Jesus, but my life is peaceful. I'm rich. I'm healthy. And that woman said, you know what the devil does? When you are his, he won't disturb you. He won't give you trouble at that time. He will go and disturb those that are on the Lord's side to win them over. So as a Christian, the battle is stronger for us. Praise the Lord. But there is consolation. We have a Father. Praise the Lord. Now, help from above. Why do we need help from above? Without help from above, men will forget and abandon us. Can we open our Bible to the book of Psalm 60:11? Psalm chapter 60, verse 11. Before we go there, do we all remember the story of Joseph in the Bible? Joseph, when his brother wanted to throw him in the ditch, he cried for help. Those are his brothers. He said, help me, you are my brother. They didn't listen to him. When he got to Egypt and he was thrown into prison, we know the story of everything, and he was thrown into prison. He helped some prisoners. And he told that one particular prisoner that was going back to the palace, he promised, I will never forget you. Why will I forget you? You've helped me. You know, you told me that I will be free and I'm free. I will never forget you. But when he got to the palace, he forgot. Praise the Lord. That is why we need help from above. Only help from above will never forget you. Only help from above will never abandon you. Praise the Lord. He forgot. The only thing that made him remember Joseph was divine intervention. Because God brought a situation that they had no choice, no solution. The only one that he revealed the solution to was Joseph. And that was when he remembered. He didn't just remember Joseph. God remembered Joseph. Praise the Lord. So without help from above, it is easy for us to be forgotten. With help from above, life, we win the battle of life. Can we read that Psalm 60:11 again, please? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you the story of my life. When my father died, my father had two wives. My mom is the first one. When my father died, my uncle, my mom cried a lot, you know. And my uncle went to her and said, don't worry. Everything that you need, we'll give it to you. Everything. The second week, after we buried my father, that was when I said, listen, the land your husband built house on is mine. I just gave it to him as a gift. Now I want to take my land back. Where will she go with the house? Carry the house on her head? He sent her away from the house. That was a man that promised. He promised that I will give you everything. Praise the Lord. The help of man is useless. Praise the Lord. Help of God wins battle of life. Isaiah 50 verse 9. Isaiah 50. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help me. Our Bible passage says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. I made my children memorize the whole Bible, Psalm 121. And every day we read it. So that they will know there are times I won't be there to help them. In fact, there are situations that I can't help them even if I am there. So I want them to know that the only help that is certain, the only help that is standby, the only help that in any situation, whether you find yourself in, remember Daniel, he was in the midst of lion. His friends, who will go inside lion to rescue him? Nobody. But his help came from above. Praise the Lord. The help of God helps us to win battle of life. The help of God helps every wall to fall down. Remember the wall of Jericho. Let's open to the book of Joshua 5, 13 to 14. The wall of Jericho stands as an obstacle to the children of Israelite. And when they got there, he said, it came to pass. But before, I'm going to say something. Before they went to the wall of Jericho, the Lord has already promised Joshua, I will be with you. I will not forsake you. He promised him. And before they go on any battle, they commit that journey to the hands of God. They called help from above. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked. And behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and he said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell down on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Praise the Lord. Because Joshua had already committed that journey into the hands of God, the battle into the hands of God. God was already waiting there for him. The help that he needs to win that battle was already waiting there for him. I don't know what you're going through. This is a foreign land. If I tell you my story, I won't finish in 10 hours. If you tell me yours, it's a long story. We have stories, we have challenges that we have faced. We've sacrificed things to come here. A lot of us, almost every one of us sacrificed a lot to get here today. But know that with help from above, God is already waiting here for you. And because they called on the help from above, the only thing they needed to do is just shout hallelujah and the wall fell down flat. He just gave them a shout hallelujah 7 times and that is it. Praise the Lord. And help from above, it provokes people to help us. The help from above provokes people to help us. When David was running away from Saul, a lot of people betrayed him. Even his own wife betrayed him. A lot of people betrayed him. That's why you cannot put your trust. You cannot call on anybody for help. There was a girl that a friend of mine told me a story and said, our uncle promised her that he will pay her tuition in Canada. And she finished her first year. She was about to go into the second year and the uncle said, no, I'm not helping you anymore. Vain is the help of man. But the help of God provokes favor of God. When David was running from Saul, a lot of people betrayed him. A lot of people ran away from him because they didn't want them to kill him, to kill them. But he prayed, he called on help from above, and some men from the surroundings where he was hiding, they came by themselves to him and said, "How can we help you?" Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, who wants to be against the law? Nobody wants to, nobody wants to fight someone against the king. But God rose, told these people, "Go and help my servant." That is help from above. Praise the Lord. Help from above destroys the works of the enemy. Do we remember the story of Jehoshaphat? The enemies were coming from every corner. Every corner. There was no how, humanly, he could have won that battle. And then he went to the Lord. And he prayed. And he called everybody and said, "Fast and pray." And the Lord said, "Okay, don't worry. I've already fought that battle for you. You just praise me and dance." And while they were dancing and rejoicing, the enemy faced themselves and killed themselves. Do we remember the story of Mordecai, Haman and Mordecai? Praise the Lord. In the book of Esther, Mordecai was a man that loved God and he would not bow to man. And Haman did not like that. He didn't like that. And he had already prepared evil for him. He already had plans on how he will humiliate Mordecai and give him a slow, painful death. But God has another plan for Mordecai. Praise the Lord. Let's open to the book of Esther, verse 6, chapter 6, verse 1. And, you know, I believe it wasn't that night or that day that Mordecai helped the king. He had helped the king, saved the king's life long time, and they just wrote it. There are situations in our life that we think we have been forgotten. But when God remember, when help from above come, they remember. Praise the Lord. Because of Mordecai, that night, the king could not sleep. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what help you need. I don't know what you've been waiting for. And you've been waiting and you're about to give up. I pray that whosoever that is concerned about your case, they will be unable to sleep until help comes to you today in Jesus' name. That night, the king could not sleep. So one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the chronicle. The king could not sleep. He could have said, "Give me sleeping pills. You know, come and massage me and let me wipe the book of remembrance." Praise the Lord. Why the book of remembrance? And they were read before the king. Can you go to, keep going, please. Verse 2. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigtana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, the doorkeepers who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. Praise the Lord. And that was how King remembered. I believe there were so many people in that book that had helped the king. But why did the king go straight to Mordecai? Because Mordecai had called on the Almighty God, the only help that is certain from above. Praise the Lord. And God help him. No one can stop the help of God. Nobody. No one can stop the help of God. When you call for help from God, no one can stop the help of God. And the help of God confuses the enemy. Praise the Lord. Help of God breaks protocol. Do you remember I talked about the story of Joseph? I'm going to ask you a question. I believe we're all foreigners here. Even if you're already a Canadian citizen, you came from somewhere. We're all foreigners here. Is it possible for you, you're on a student visa or temporary resident visa, to become a Canadian minister? Is that possible? No. Joseph was not just a foreigner or a stranger. He was a slave, a prisoner. And from prison, he became the prime minister, the second in command in a foreign land, a land that is not even his father's. That is what help from above can do. It breaks protocol. Praise the Lord. We've talked about help from above. I don't know what your situation is. We've seen that help from above can help us. It can break protocol. It can disgrace the plans and the works of the enemy. But how can we have help? Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you that some of us, we don't know how to ask or call on the help from above. Like my old neighbor who believed that crying for help from God is by just weeping. Praise the Lord. No. Before you can access the help from above, you must have a relationship with God. You must have a relationship with God. I'm not just saying having a relationship with God because we are born into a Christian family. To have access to help from above. Can my son, he knows you, can he come to you, Brother Fay, and say, I need to pay my tuition. Give me money. What will you say? Am I your father? Praise the Lord. If God is not your father, you can't call him for help. He said, I know my sheep. He hears their voice and they hear him. Praise the Lord. Even if you call for help from above and relationship from God, with God, if he speaks, you won't hear. If he gives direction, you won't understand. You have to have a relationship with God first for help to come. Or for you to understand the direction that the help is leading you. Praise the Lord. Let's open to the book of John chapter 10, 27 to 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Praise the Lord. 2:30. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. And I and my Father are one. Praise the Lord. Number 2, on how to access help from above. You have to trust in God. Praise the Lord. Trust solely on God. If you have a relationship with God, if you can hear God, and God gives you direction, and you don't trust that. Let's go back to Jehoshaphat. Imagine God, a pastor going to the people of Ukraine and the shooting and everything coming from Russia and say, just dance in front of the bullet. Just be dancing in front of the bullet. Just dance, you know. how does it sound? Praise the Lord. But whosoever trusts that if God gives this, if he says, do this, he means it. And I'll do it. When David's camp was raided, and everything, the children, their wives were stolen, and his men blamed him and said, it's your fault. It's your fault that this happened to us. If we had not followed you, this wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have taken our men. They wouldn't have taken our children and our possessions and everything. He went to his tent and he called on help from above. And he said, God, what should I do? What should I do to these people that have taken what belongs to me? Praise the Lord. And because he trusts God, he trusted God. God said, run after them. Pursue them. And he said, he told the men and said, even the men were, you know, they were unhappy with him. He said, God said, we should run after these people. We should pursue them. And they did. They followed that direction. For you to be able to understand and follow the help that God is giving to you, you have to trust him. Praise the Lord. You have to trust him. Let's open to 2 Kings 6:27a. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 27. I'm going to read the first part. And he said, if the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor or from the wine press? Praise the Lord. If the Lord does not help, where? Nowhere. Praise the Lord. Seek God's face. Look up to God. In 2 Chronicles, can we open to 2 Chronicles? 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3 to 4. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat did not dance in the midst of the enemy or he didn't just tell his people and say, let's dance. He first did something. He seeked the face of God. He looked up to God. He called for help. Praise the Lord. He called for help before help came. Something happened in my apartment. We didn't have hot water, and I just don't like. I was an introvert, and I will say I prayed my way out of it. I was an introvert. I didn't really enjoy it, but now I talk, but at the same time I'm kind of socially awkward. So I don't really socialize a lot. Even with my landlord, if something happened, I would try to fix it myself. So we didn't have hot water for 3 days. My neighbor messaged me and said, I don't have hot water. She didn't have for 1 day. I said, I've been going through it for 3 days and I've been boiling water. I'm an African. We boil water and I ask my kids, go shower. That's it. And the landlord heard about it. Immediately, he bought a new tank and fixed it. My point is, I did not ask. I did not call for help. I did not call for help. And for 3 days, my kids, we were rationalizing hot water. I bought a bucket for them to shower with because I did not call for help. For you to get help, you have to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fasting throughout all Judah. They did two things. Seek God. He first did it. And then he called his people and said, come on, all of us together, let us fast. Fasting is calling for help. Fasting is seeking God's face. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, vengeance is mine. Yes, that's what the Lord says. But sometimes when someone does something to you, you call God and say, God, avenge me. But if someone keeps oppressing you, I would say, it's okay. They push you around and say, it's okay, no problem. It's okay, one day it will stop. You're empowering them. Seek the face of God. Praise the Lord. And use the word of God to pray. There are times we don't know. The Bible says, we know not how to pray, but the Holy Spirit helps us. Use the word of God. Praise the Lord. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The Bible says, I and the children that the Lord has given unto me, we shall be for what? For signs and for wonders. I'm going to tell you something. I waited for my visa and my children's visa to come to Canada for 1 year and 6 months. At some time, I won't lie to you, I gave up. But whenever my children come to me and say, Mommy, are you sure we're still going to, because we had to go wait in Nigeria. They had never lived in Nigeria. I left Nigeria as at that time, 19 years. And then they had not, never. We only go to Nigeria for 1 month or 2 weeks on holiday. And they had to stay in Nigeria for 1 year and 6 months. And we put them in school. That was, praise the Lord. My first daughter, the first day she saw Kane, one boy in the class, she went and hid all the car keys in the house so that we wouldn't take her to school. So it wasn't easy for them. But I almost gave up. And my mom said, you know, when you don't know what to say again, just pick up your Bible and use the word of God. That is a weapon. The Bible says, God, I honor my word more than my name. God is a God that keeps his promise. If he says yes, it's yes. If he says no, it's no. If he says tell you to wait, wait, he has bigger for you. But use the word of God. Use his word to challenge him. When I got married, I was already 28 years old when I got married. And you know, in Africa, you get married, pregnant, that's it. Thank God I wasn't in Nigeria, but I was tormented through the phone. Oh, you saw your message again today? You know, that kind of questions for 2 years. And my husband kept saying, don't worry, we are not in a rush. I said, look, me, I'm in a rush. Oh. I'm in a rush. And I was born in January. So you know when you are born in January, the whole year, February, you know, your birthday comes so fast. I said, listen, I'm in a hurry. I said, well, that's on you. I said, no, it's not on me. We are going to pray. He said, okay. And in the midnight, I woke him up. I said, look, you also, this is something that we have to do together. We are going to proclaim and stand on the word of God. Because the Bible says, no woman shall be barren in my house. So I said, God, I am your child. I cannot be barren. If my womb was closed, you have to open it now. That was in October. And that was the only night he prayed with me. I prayed, but I just, you know, but the only thing I did was I kept proclaiming the word of God. And after some time, God spoke to me. I had a dream and kept saying, like, I should start praying for my children. When I started praying for my children, my husband thought I was delusional. He said, what children do you have? I said, don't worry. I'm pregnant. He said, okay. He thought I was delusional and took me to a doctor. The doctor, he took me to his and I said, my friend, you know pregnant. She did an ultrasound. I said, look, you call yourself midwife? You midwife, you don't know when. You're not pregnant. I said, doctor, I'm pregnant. Who told you you're pregnant? My God told me I'm pregnant. Praise the Lord. And she said, okay, come back after 6 weeks. When I got back, she said, truly, you're 2 months pregnant. Praise the Lord. When you use the word of God, even the devil, he knows the word of God, but he's scared of that word. Because he knows God honors that word. His word. You use it to challenge him. He honors it. Praise the Lord. And when you have cried for help, when you have accessed the help, come back and give thanks. The Bible says, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. You don't know that your testimony is as powerful as your prayer. Your testimony is telling, rubbing it on the devil's face, telling him, you see, I told you, my father, we did it. My father, we do it. And he did it. You see yourself, you cannot do it. You're rubbing on, and he doesn't that. He's defeated. You're telling him he's defeated. Come back. Come back and give testimony. Stand on the promises of God. And God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. In conclusion, let's open to the book of Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. It's not showing. Yeah. Oh, verse 5. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was what you were. I'll start reading from the second part. For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. To 6. So we may boldly say, the Lord, he is my helper. Can we read it together? So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Praise the Lord. The Lord is my helper. My help comes from above, the creator of all. Praise the Lord. My help to make it in this land. My help to prosper in this land. My help to become who God wants my children and I to be in this land is from above. It doesn't come from Trudu. It comes from God. Because Trudu we do what God tells him to do to favor you and I. Praise the Lord. So when the enemies come from all angles to attack, when the enemies come and think they have defeated you, call on God, on the help from above. It is our right as a child of God to call upon him. Praise the Lord. He says, call upon me in the time of trouble. And what did he say? I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. You see the ending? Thou shalt glorify me, not glorify yourself. It's not your effort. Praise the Lord. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we rise up for prayer? First, I want us to thank God. Thank God for the privilege to be a child of God. If you have not yet, if you don't have a relationship with God yet, please pray in your heart that God, commit yourself to God and surrender to him. You can see Pastor when he comes back and talk about it with him. But you need to have a relationship with God. Thank God for the privilege that he has given unto you to be called his child. Praise, thank him, thank him, thank him for that opportunity, for the sacrifice he made for you on the cross of Calvary. In Jesus' name, please open your mouth. When you're calling for help, you call for help so that heaven can hear you. Praise the Lord. You're going to pray and say, Father, order my steps to where help is waiting for me. Turn it to prayer. If you have children, speak to your children and say, Father, order my children's help to where help is waiting for them. And pray, Father, send me help from above. I don't know what you need help for. Send me help from above concerning this, concerning that, concerning healing. If you need healing, you need breakthrough, you need job, you need, I don't know what you need We all have different needs. But send me help from above. This is what I need. I need help concerning my children. I need help in concerning my marriage. I need help concerning my finances. I need help to be who you want me to be. I need help overcoming sins and temptations. Call on help from above. In Jesus' name. I don't know any word of God that you know. My mom will say, even if it is one word that you remember, God, any word of God, God honors all his word. If it's just, I shall not die but live to declare the works of God. I don't know. Just claim that word into your life right now. Any word of God that you can remember, claim it into your life. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The Bible says, I shall be head and not tail. I shall be above and not beneath. It says, for I know the thought that I have towards you. So what? Tell God, let your thoughts towards me be fulfilled. Let them come into manifestation. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh Lord, everlasting Father.